Ephesians chapter 6, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10, the Bible says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness, darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." I want to preach on this thought this morning, if God will be my help, on what we're up against. What we're up against. In this last day that we live, there's some circumstances and things in this world that seem out of control. They seem like they're out of hand and we don't know what to do. But the Bible tells us here in Ephesians chapter 6, He says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord in the power of His might." He said, when everything seems to be going crazy, things are upside down, things are in turmoil, He said, what we need to do, brethren, He's talking to born-again believers, He's talking to you and I this morning, and He says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. We don't have any strength this morning to overcome the obstacles we face, and we definitely don't have no strength to overcome the devil and the temptations of the flesh. But I want to say that we've got a God in heaven. If we put our trust in Him, amen, He has the strength and the power to overcome all those obstacles. And now we've got a great opposer in the devil. We've got a great opposer this morning in Satan. And I know a lot of you don't like to hear that. A lot of people like to think the devil's just a make-believe thing, you know, a little fellow with the red pointy horns and a pitchfork and a ponytail. But I want to say that ain't the devil. The devil is a deceiver. He can even be made an angel of light. He's out to destroy and tear down everything that he touches. He don't like anything about church. He don't like anything about Christianity. Let me say, he don't like anything about your family. He'd like to destroy your family. He'd like to destroy your home. He'd like to confuse you. He'd like to bind you. He'd like to destroy you this morning. But I want to say on the authority of God, He can't do it if we'll trust in the Lord with all our heart. If we'll give ourselves to Him, He said, James said, if we'd submit ourselves to God and resist the devil, He'd flee from us. Are you tired of fighting the devil? Praise God. Just submit yourself to the Lord this morning. I wonder what we're waiting for. Amen. If there's ever been time for God's people to submit themselves to God, it's the day and hour. Jesus is coming, Brother Larry. Jesus is coming, and we need to be ready, praise God, to be going. Amen. I'm ready, ain't you? I'm ready. If Jesus called me today, if He called me right now, I'm ready to go to heaven, praise God. I get wore out. I get tired of this old world. I get tired of the sickness. I get tired of the dying. I get tired of doing funerals. Praise God. I'm glad. I'm ready, praise God, to be glad in the Lord and just rejoice with Him. But we see the devil, he's an opposer. And what we're up against is Satan himself. Amen. He's there to oppose us. He's there to tear us down and destroy everything that we try to do for God's cause. Amen. God, He don't like God. He don't like godliness. He would like to have the power over everything. He would like to be God Himself. But the only way He can be God in your life is if you give Him that power. If you submit yourself to the devil, He'll take you and destroy you. He'll never do nothing good for you. He'll paint you a picture. He'll show you some green fields. But you know why the grass is greener on the other side? Because they're growing over a septic system. Amen. Glory to God. I want to say the devil don't have nothing good to give to you. He don't have nothing good to give to me. All he has is a counterfeit of what the goodness that God has to minister to you and I this morning. Those good things of God, that'll touch your heart, that'll thrill your soul, that'll give you something, praise God, that's a foundation that you can build with and build upon all the days of your life, and that you can set up and lay up rewards over on the other side so you can have them when you get home. Amen. I'm glad I've got a home this morning. Ain't you? I'm glad I've got a place that I'm going to one day in a little while. But now the Bible taught, Paul tells us that the devil, we need to be wary. He tells us what we're up against. He says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. He said we're not wrestling against humanity. We're not listening. I said before, amen, that your enemy isn't the people you live with. Your enemy isn't your children. It isn't your husband. It isn't your spouse. It's not the people in your house. That's not the enemy. The enemy that we fight today, Brother Chris, is the devil and the demons of hell. That's who we're fighting against. That's our adversary. That's our enemy today. And they're an enemy that never gives up. They never quit. But praise God, I'm glad when we submit ourselves to God, the devil has to flee, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. When they see that they ain't getting an advantage, the devil leave you alone. Hey, listen, you youngins in school now, listen, Pastor Jeff, just a minute. When you go to school, if they tell you, if people you're in your class try to tell you things that you know is wrong, amen, if you'll just tell them, if you'll look between Buck and Bill, say, I don't believe that, that's wrong. Amen. You know what you do? You'll cast a doubt on them, praise God. They'll go away and leave you alone. Amen. You say, you know what? I don't believe that. That's what we got to do with the devil. That's what we got to do with flesh. So you know what? God said that's wrong. I don't believe in this. I'm not going to do it. Amen. And then the devil, praise God, he'll go bother somebody else. Amen. Praise the Lord. He gets him off your back. He said, because we're not dealing with flesh and blood here. We're dealing with some strong forces. Amen. We're talking about a spiritual realm that we need to be spiritually ready for. Amen. Look at Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 3. He said, there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having seven heads and 10 horns and seven crowns upon his head. Now, this is all signs of authority that he's taken for himself. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to be delivered for to devour her child as soon as it was born. You know who that dragon is? That's the devil. That's Satan. He was an anointed angel, praise God, and was in charge of the music and the things in heaven. But praise God, one day pride rose up in him, and he said, I will. Amen. He got eye problems. You know what's wrong with a lot of folks today? Praise God, they got eye problems. Amen. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. I'm going to be better than you. Amen. I want to say, praise God, what we ought to be like is Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But the devil rose up. So we're dealing with a spiritual power. We're dealing with a spiritual realm here, praise God, in this world in which we live. And we need to be spiritually ready to deal with the adversary, the devil. Amen. We got to be geared up. We got to have the ammunition to fight the rascal. Amen. He said we're wrestling with flesh and blood. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. I got to thinking about this. I thought, you know what? We can see that as the devil would set up his military. Amen. He set up his warriors for action. We begin to see in the Word of God, he gets a plan of attack. Amen. If the devil has a plan of attack, then we need to have a plan, praise God, to stand against the wiles of the devil. That's why he said to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Those wiles are his approaches. Those wiles are his advances. Amen. We need to be able to thwart those wiles when the devil comes against us. We need to be able to have it done all stand for the glory of God. Because in the spiritual realm, the devil is in charge of this side. Amen. He's got those rulers that guide the affairs of Satan, what Satan would have us to do. And then he's got those powers that execute the powers of Satan's program. Amen. He's got this lined up. You say, preacher, I don't think the devil's that organized. Well, you're not thinking right in your head. The devil is well organized. He's got an organization. He's got organizational skills. How do you know? Because he's been destroying lives, tearing down people, tearing down homes, tearing down families throughout the generations. And he's still doing it today like he's never done it before, because we're letting him do it, because we haven't focused on a spiritual reality that he is the prince of the power of this present world. But I want to say glory be to God. God, there's one that has more power than him.
Amen.
Amen. Overpowers them. So we see the power of those, the powers to execute the program of Satan. We see the officers and the sergeants that make up the Satan's program and begin to implement his program. We see it in this verse. Those rulers in the darkness of this world. And then we see the spiritual wickedness high places. We see those troops that Satan would use that would march out with the battle orders, with the battle plan to go against you and me, against our family, against our children. What are you saying, Preacher Day? I said, we ought to get it in our mind this morning, praise God, and just say, you know what? I hate the devil. I hate Satan. I hate the demons of hell. I hate them with a great and a spiritual hatred. And I ask God, Lord, just to help me to be full of your spirit. Load me up, praise God, overflowing with the goodness of God. And everywhere I go, I could be an offensive person to the devil, praise God, and the demons of hell.
Amen.
Amen. Devil don't like me preaching this morning. He may choke me to death, but that's all right. Amen. I've done loosened this tie twice. Amen. I thank God. I think the devil designed them to choke preachers out anyway. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad the devil, praise the Lord, I know exactly who he is. I know what he wants to. Let me say this morning. If you're a child of God, now listen to me carefully. If you're a child of God and you've been saved by God's marvelous grace, you made a profession of faith that the Lord Jesus Christ is your Lord and your Savior, you're a target for the devil. Amen. Are you hearing me? Amen. You say, well, preacher, I thought we got saved. Everything would be hunky-dory. It will. Praise God, you've been signed, sealed, praise God, delivered in the presence of God, waiting for the day of redemption when Jesus take you up. But until then, praise the Lord, you've been made a target for Satan. Amen. It's just like you walk around every day with a target on your back. You say, well, preacher, I don't like that. Wouldn't it be better if I just wasn't a Christian? No, if you're a Christian, you die, you die and you sin, you'll be lost and end up in hell. Amen. Praise God. But when you've been made a target for you've been made a target for devil when you become a Christian. But you know what? That's all right. Because see, the devil put you, you're a target for devil because he don't like your influence on the world. He don't want you to influence this world which you live in. You know, you know why it's so hard for you and I to witness today? Because the devil don't like it. He don't like your influence on the world, your positive influence, your spiritual influence, your Godward influence. The devil don't like it. Amen? But praise God, I don't care what the devil, I just lift up the name of Jesus, praise Him everywhere I go, because it makes the devil mad. Amen. If I didn't witness, I witness because I love the Lord Jesus Christ. But if I didn't witness for any other reason, I just witness because it makes the devil mad. Amen. Just start telling everywhere you go, praise God. Let me tell you about the devil. He's a sorry, stinking rascal. And he's the master of sin. He don't love you. He hates your guts. But let me tell you, there's a Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ who loves you and died for you. Praise God. He's there to lift you up and draw you. He's there to love you and encourage you. He's there to show you, praise God, the goodness of the Heavenly Father. He's going to prepare you a place. One day in a little while, He's coming to get you, take you home to be with Him. And so shall you ever be with the Lord. And it just gets better and better and bigger. You can't control it all. You can't contain it all. It's running all over me. You know what happened, Brother Bill, if we got to telling people that in an excited way? Amen? Think about it. I mean, don't say, well, you know, I'm glad Jesus saved me. How could we go into hell? Thank God Jesus saved me. Now I'm going to heaven. You know, people look at that and they say, whew, what? That ain't too assuring. Amen? That ain't too positive. Amen. But praise God, when you look up and say, you know what, glory be God, Jesus saved my wretched soul from a burning hell. I don't have to go to hell no more. I don't have to worry about the flames and the fire. Don't have to worry about that place where my worm dies not, where all the aches and pains I've had all this life. Praise God with me. Glory be to God, one day in a little while, I'm going to be free of all that.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What we need to know about the devil is the devil don't have no promise like that for you and me.
Amen.
He don't have no place like that for you and me. Let me just say this. The devil has no place of hope this morning. The devil is a hopeless cause. Listen, hey, his days are numbered and he knows it. Amen. Just like those demons was in the Gadarene maniac. They was legions of them. Thousands of them. That was in that maniac. Amen. They say, "Hey Lord, what are you going to do here before our time?" He say, "Listen, our time ain't up yet. The devil's time ain't up yet." But Jesus said, "Praise God, it is right here, and it is right here today." Amen. He said, "Hey, let's don't cast us out into the abyss." He said, "Hey," he said, "Bid us that we go into that herd of swine." He said, "They'd rather be in a bunch of pigs than to be without a body to harass and to beat down and to tear down. That just cast us into the pig." And the pig said, "Glory to God, we ain't gonna be partakers with the devil. That ain't even no pig." Hey, you know what? A pig, they say, one of the smartest animals he is. Their brain, they can be trained. Amen. They are. If you get a little piglet and you raise it up and you pet it, they make some of the best pets they is. I mean, they will. We had an old sow one time. I could holler at her. Daddy used her to raise little piglets, and he would sell the little pigs. And I could holler at her when I got off school bus. Boy, she'd come running. Amen. Just like a dog. And then one day I came home from school and she was gone. Amen. About 3 or 4 days later, we was having fresh pork chops. Amen. Didn't take long, put 2 and 2 together, figure that out. But they're pretty smart. Say, how do you know they're so smart? Because they got enough sense, praise God, to run from the devil. Amen. Not be hanging dilly-dallying around with devilish things. When those demons come at them, when they heard the word of God, praise the Lord, the Bible said they run headlong into the sea and were drowned. Praise God, they said they'd rather commit suicide than to be possessed with the devil. Amen. Be full of praise the Lord. Said they wasn't going to run with the devil, praise God. But the Bible says, praise God, we got to be wary of the devil's tactics. Amen. The devil's tactics, they're real. And they're out to destroy us and tear us down. Praise God. You say, "Well, preacher, how do we get around it?" Realize, praise God, that the devil's tactics are real. And the devil, you know, the devil is united in all that he does. I got to think, I was reading over in Matthew the other day. Look over at Matthew. Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 22. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 22. And the Bible says, "Then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb, and he healed him insomuch that the blind and the dumb both spake and saw." And they bring somebody to him that was blind and dumb, couldn't be blind and couldn't speak. And so all the people were amazed and said, "Is not this the son of David?" But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, "This fellow doth not cast out devil, but by Beelzebub, the prince of devils." Now this is what they call blasphemy. Amen. You know what blasphemy is? It's when you attribute the Spirit of God working for God to some other being. That's blasphemy. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall," now watch this, "shall not stand." You know why homes are falling apart? Because they're divided against each other. Instead of being divided against the devil, but got the wicked influences of the world, praise God, we want to divide against each other. We got to come together with each other, praise God, and be divided against the devil this morning. He said, "If Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you." Praise the Lord. "Or else how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house? But watch verse 3. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad." So the Lord said the devil is united. Amen. The devil's not divided, never has been, and never will be. The devil, he took a third of the angels out of heaven. He drew them out with his tail. He drew them out with a lie. He drew them out with deception. He brought them out the same way he's drawing people away from God and away from the church and away from families today. He's doing it with deceptive means. He's reaching out and getting them, pulling them to himself and destroying them, destroying their lives. So we see the devil, he called them out. The devil is united in all his fronts. He's united in what he does. That's why we got to be careful. We got to prepare ourselves. We got to praise the Lord. We got to make room for the Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts. In these parables, if you go on here and look at what the Lord was talking about, He was talking about trying to do things within ourselves. We have to put the power of what we need in our life in the hands of the Lord. Amen. I can say this with absolute authority, that every one of us in this place this morning have some need of God today. There's something that we need from the Lord today. Amen. But He goes on and he talks further about this in verse 43 in Matthew chapter 12. He said, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest and findeth none. Now He's talking about an unclean spirit. And He said it's in a man, and when it leaves a man, it's gone out of him. You know, unclean spirits of the devil, he comes and goes at will. Amen? He comes and goes at will. Now I want to say this morning, authority of God, that the devil is not omnipotent. He doesn't have all power like God does. He's powerful, but he's not all powerful. Amen? He's not omnipresent this morning. That means he's not available everywhere all the time. He can only be in one place at a time. God is available everywhere, every minute. Amen. Because He is omnipresent. The devil is not omniscient. He is not all-knowing. He doesn't know. Most of the time, he don't know what we need, don't know where we're at until we let him know. Amen. When one of the demons of hell comes by you and nudges you and you move or you act in a certain way, then the devil knows how you are from the inside by the actions on the outside, and he takes that and uses it against you to build up and destroy, and his unity, his union comes together, his soldiers that I told you about, praise God, his leaders, praise the Lord, they come to instigate the program of the devil. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad God's got a purpose and defeat for that. But He said He goes through dry places seeking rest and finding none. Then He saith, I will return unto my house from whence I came out. Now the devil's house is, he inhabits the bodies of beings. Amen? The bodies of beings. Now he may be in a human being, and he may be in an animal. You say, would a devil be an animal? Yeah, I believe so. We had a horse one time. We called it El Diablo, the devil. I think he had one. An unclean spirit. That horse crazy as a shot cat. I mean, he'd be riding along. A good trail horse. Boy, a little small horse. You could try. He'd ride along. Brother Larry, he'd do just perfect. Boy, he'd just go along just a lot. But he'd get the end of the day. He'd take a notion. He'd grab that bit in his teeth, and he'd head through the biggest thicket you could find. Just take out something. He'd bring you off of there. Or he'd just take off a buck and just to be doing. Amen. Now, what do you think? I believe the devil gouged him, praise the Lord. Amen. But I could see it. He said he's walking about seeking rest, and he finds none. He said, I'll go back home. I mean, the bad thing is when we give him a place to dwell. Amen. He said, from whence I came out, and when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Amen. What he finds, you say, well, preacher, I get rid of the devil, praise God. But yeah, if you don't put in a new tendon in your soul, praise God, the devil will move back in. And when he sees it all cleaned up and nice and pretty, praise God, and then he goes out and he finds some that's even worse than him. Amen. Said, then goeth he and taketh with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there, and the life state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be with the, also under this wicked generation. He said, listen, said he goes out and he tries to find rest somewhere, and he's without a body. He has no rest. He has no peace in it. So he goes back, praise God, to that body which he come out of, and he finds it swept and guarded. Somebody made a little profession. Somebody cleaned up. Somebody turned over a new leaf. Somebody made a resolution. But praise God, it was just as empty and void as it could be. And the devil moves in. He takes up a boat. He looks at it real good. Said, boy, this is a nice place. And he goes get seven more wickeder than himself. Amen. Said the life state of that man's worse than the first. Amen. That's what the devil does. Because he takes possession. Amen. He's a force that works against us. Amen. I was thinking about this. You know, they used to have, when I was a kid, Brother Rex, they used to have a thing called the mafia. When I was a kid, they used to talk about the mafia all the time. Chicago, some of the big cities, the mafia was big. Amen. That's kind of the way I imagine the devil. He's the mafia. He's big. Now he's an organization. He's well organized. Now we don't know where his base is. We don't know where he works out of. We don't know where the home office is. But his influence is everywhere. Everywhere you look, you see the influence of the devil. If you look around today, we still see the influence of the mafia today. They're still instigating all this. They keep this stuff and strife stirred up, praise God, so that they can get their hands in people's pockets. Amen? So that they can take from the rich and give to themselves. Take from the poor and give themselves. They're always taking and always taking. People like that always taking and never giving back. Amen? I don't want to be partaker with the mafia, do you? I want to be partaker with the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, who don't take, but all he does is give and give and give. Amen? That's all he's ever done. He's never taken nothing from me. But he's always give me stuff. He's give me and give me, praise God. He give like the proverbial to give to it hurt. Amen? But we see that the mafia, they're invisible influence. But they have a real influence. And it's no wonder in 2 Corinthians 11:14, the Bible said Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Amen? It looks good. It looks like it's something, praise God, to be partakers with, but it's rotten. It's no count. But what, you said, well, preacher, what happens? Where do we get out of this? What we're up against, how can we ever overcome it? But God, we overcome it through the Lord Jesus Christ because He's already destroyed. He's already come up against the devil. The Lord Jesus Christ has already won the battle. You say, what do we got to do? We got to put our faith and trust in the Lord. If there's ever been a time that God's people need to put our faith and trust in Him, it's now. He said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might, because we're coming up against a great influence in the devil. Amen. A real influence. I talked to a preacher the other night. He said, Brother Matt, I don't understand it. He said, the world's out of control. I said, no, the world's just living in wickedness. Used to we had sin, you know, people was ashamed of it. They would hide it. Now in wickedness, they're just doing it in open. They don't care who sees it. It's just wickedness. The only one that can overcome wickedness is Lord Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Ghost of God to convict hearts of sin. The only way they can know sin is if me and you proclaim Lord Jesus Christ and His perfect perfection from sin. Amen. Sin is a killer. Sin is a destroyer. Sin will tear you down and tear you up. But Jesus Christ Himself will bring you to the root of sanctifying purposes of God, to a place of perfection. Deliver us from our sin. Amen. So Paul tells us here in Ephesians, he said, listen, we're up against a great obstacle. Amen. But God loved us so much, the Bible said that He sent His only begotten Son, that through Him He might destroy the works of the devil, 1 John 3:8. Look at that with me this morning, 1 John 3:8. 1 John 3:8. The Bible says this. Well, look, verse 7 says, little children, let no man deceive you that he that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteousness. Talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He that committeth sin is of the devil. You hear that? He that committeth sin. In other words, people that do sin and continue in that sin. Now, all of us sin comes short every day. We do things that we shouldn't do. But he said, though he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that's Lord Jesus Christ, that He might what? Destroy the works of the devil. Amen. Praise God. He said, if you'll commit yourself to God, He said, praise the Lord Jesus Christ, I'll send the Holy Spirit, and He'll take a jackhammer, praise God, to the havoc of the devil, and He'll put an end to it. Hey, praise God, He'll bust up the works of the devil. He'll destroy it. He has destroyed it, and He'll get rid of it. Praise God, He'll bring in a big old dump truck of love, praise the Lord, and haul it off. Amen. Amen. That's what God promised He'll do when we put our faith in Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, because He came to destroy the works of the devil. Amen. Amen. That's what God's done. Why? So that we might rejoice in salvation. Amen. And what Jesus done for you. Not what we can do for ourselves. Well, I can't do nothing for me. I'm weak in this flesh. Paul said, that I would, I do not, and that I would not, that I do. Amen. He's in a strait betwixt two. But he said there was a God of heaven that was bigger than he was. Look at Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. The Bible says that it talks about the Lord Jesus Christ, the power that he has, the influence that he has. Amen. To do the things that need to be done in your life and mine. And he says in verse 18, he said, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. He said the old devil, deceiver, was up there. He had an opportunity to do right. Praise God. And he chose to do wrong. We're living today now. Listen to me. You young people, look at me a minute. Pastor Jeff, you have a right to choose right. Amen. You have an opportunity to do right. And if you choose to do right, praise God, God will bless you. But if you choose to do wrong, praise God, you'll have to suffer the consequences. There's consequences for everything we do. If we do that that's pleasing to God, you'll have a victorious life. You'll have joy and happiness and peace. Amen. All the days of your life. There'll be some hardships and some bumps. Praise God, you'll go over, but God will get you through it. And you can shout the praises all the way to the finish line. But if we choose to go wrong, we'll stand with regrets in our life. We'll stand with things in our life that we wish we had not done. Amen. But if we'll let God help us, he said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power. Now watch this. And over all the power of the enemy. Amen. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding. Now what the Lord said, if you'll trust me, I'll give you all the power you need to overcome your enemies. He said, I'll empower you to overcome your adversities. Amen. He said, I'll empower you. He said, I'll give you power. How can he give me power, Pastor Jeff? Because he has all power. Yeah. In heaven and earth, he has it all, praise God. Just how much do we want this morning? That's where we got to pull up to and say, Lord, I want a full load. Amen. I don't want to pull up on Sunday morning and say, Lord, just give me a little teaspoonful, a little taste. Praise God. I want to pull up the house of God and say, Lord, just give me the whole load, praise God. Pour it out, glory to God. If it runs over, it'll be all right. Amen. I started to go somewhere. We won't go there. Praise God. But he's good. We can rejoice in our salvation because how good God is. But he said he gives you power to overcome the enemy. Who is your enemy this morning? The devil. It's not mom. It's not daddy. It's not the children. It's not your neighbor. It's the devil. Amen. We need to nail that down. The enemy is the devil. It's Satan. It's the deceiver of mankind. But he said, notwithstanding, in this rejoice not. He said, even having said, you know what, if you need it, he said, I seen Satan coming down. He said, I seen what was happening. He said, I give you all the power you need to overcome that old stinking rascal. He said, but even having said that, amen, he said, not to rejoice in that the spirits are subject unto you. But rather rejoice. Now watch this. Because your names are written in heaven. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, don't rejoice over the power you have to do right because Lord Jesus Christ done right, Lord God. Because you have the righteousness of Lord Jesus Christ living in you, you become the very righteousness of God within yourself when you choose Lord and follow God Almighty. Praise the Lord. The saving of the soul. Praise God. He says, don't rejoice in that. He said, rejoice because your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. Written in heaven. Praise God. Not only does he destroy the works of the devil, not only does he give us a rejoicing in salvation, but the power is in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have the power of Christ. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 said he has all power. And it said he's the same. He's the same. Matthew said he had all power. Hebrews 13, 8 said he's the same. Yesterday, today, and he'll be the same tomorrow. Amen. He'll be the same forever. That's the power we have. That's a confidence. What we're up against is the devil. What we have on our side is the Lord Jesus Christ from heaven. Amen. Amen. Jesus wasn't just a man. Jesus, Brother Larry, was the God-man. Amen. Jesus had no earthly father. Jesus had a heavenly father. Amen. He had an earthly mother, had a heavenly father. He's born of the Spirit of God. He was real man. And he was 100% God. Amen. But he was 100% God. And he was 100% man. He hurt, he ached, he bled, he was tempted like you and I. Yet without sin. Amen. Glory be to God because of that. What we need today, what we're up against today is the devil, praise God. But we have one that's already stood the test and he's overcome the devil. Amen. What are we going to do today with what we have? The Lord Jesus Christ, the power from on high. The Bible says we're against, we're not fighting against flesh and blood. Not wrestling, not struggling against flesh and blood. But against principalities and the powers and rulers of darkness, this world and princes and the spirit that and against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's why Paul would say, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Because this is what you're up against. Amen. Listen, people, what we're up against is the Satan, the devil, and the demons of hell. That's what we're fighting against. We're no match for them. Amen. You and I are no match for the devil. He is a powerful, powerful thing. Amen? But you and I have already overcome him through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I said, what we're up against is Satan. What we're up against is the demonic forces of hell that's trying to reach and grab us and always pull us down. But praise God, when we let go of our defenses, He said, we're no strength within ourselves. He said, when we trust the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. I've told you a story. I'll tell it again, and I'm on a hush. I was always afraid of dark when I was little. Hey, man, we'd go visit my neighbor in the wintertime, and I'd go down about every night because she had some of the best peanut butter fudge in this country. I always kept some on hand. And I'd go down there, and a lot of times I'd hang out with them till it was got dark, and I had a 20-inch bicycle. And I'd get on that thing. As soon as I got out of her porch light, son, I'd hammer down. My little legs was going like pistons. Well, I was headed to the house about a quarter mile up the road where I lived, and I was always afraid of the dark. I don't know why. I don't know what I thought was in the dark, but I assumed there was something there. But one night I had a dream, and I was sleeping in the It was a dream, but it was just as real as I could be. They was demons. They was two of them at the foot of my bed. And they was pulling my covers, trying to pull my cover off. And I had that cover holding it just as tight as I could around my neck. And I was looking across that cover, and I could see them two demons with their heads sticking above that headboard. I mean, just wicked-looking things. And they were pulling on my cover. It's hard to explain. They just, the looks on their face was just of malice and hatred. I knew they wasn't there to do me no good. And they were pulling on them covers. And boy, I was holding them for dear life. I said, Oh Lord, what am I going to do? It's like the Lord spoke to my heart just as clear as I'm speaking to you. And He said, just let them have it. He said, let them have it. He said, this is the things of this world. He said, I've covered you with my covering of righteousness. He said, just let them have that old cover. And boy, it was something in me just relaxed. I just let go. And praise God, I let all that old worldly stuff, that old worldly covering go. And the Lord just covered me with a peace that passes all. I'm not afraid of the dark anymore. I can go out without a flashlight and go climb up the end of the place. It don't bother me a bit. Why? Because I know I'm covered by righteousness. If big old booger gets me in the dark, praise God, that just means I'm going to be with Jesus the quicker. Amen. But them old demons, they were there. They was just as real as I'm talking to you this morning. You say, was it a dream? I'm like Paul. I don't know if it was a dream or if it was the Lord showing me. But praise God, it was real to me. And praise God, I said, you know what? I ain't holding on to nothing in this world. I'm just, Brother Ralph, I'm just a pilgrim passing through. I'm headed for a city whose builder and maker is God. There ain't nothing here that's mine. It's all the Lord's, praise God. I'm just borrowing it for a while. And I'm headed on home. But you know what? There's some things I need to know. What I need to know is that there's a devil and there's a demon. Now, there's a force to be reckoned with, and I'm no match for him. I'm no match for the devil. These things he'll bring up in my life, these things he'll try to cause me to get into, and I'm not strong enough to overcome the devil, but I'm strong enough to bow my knees, bow my head and say, Lord Jesus, I need your help. Amen. It's like Miss G said, these times that darkness will come in. Darkness seems like it's overshadowing you. Time that sin will try to come in upon you. And at that time, we just need to shut our eyes and just say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And boy, praise God, that's just like the Spirit of God. It's a call from heaven, a call for heaven, and then just the Spirit of God just moves in. He says, you know what? We're bigger than this. We can handle this. I can handle it. I'll take care of this. If you'll just trust in me, you know what God does? He just reaches down. He just takes and pushes you back in, shelters you under His wing. Like the psalmist says, shelters you up under His wing, and He takes all the blunt and the force of the devil. He tries to tempt you as He tries to destroy you. All that shield, He said, that shield of faith that we have at resist the fiery darts of the devil. Amen. They can't penetrate it when we trust in the Lord. What we need to know, what we're up against today, we're up against the demonic forces. Amen. But we've got a God and a Savior in Jesus Christ our Lord who's already overcome Satan and his demons. Amen. He is victorious. And when we put our faith in Him, praise God, we're headed for home. Amen. We need to realize that this morning. Church, we need to know that we're putting all our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ because He is the one that gets rid of our opposition. He said, hey, I'll give you power over the enemy.